We are doing the book of Amos. We'll dedicate our learning to Chaya Sara Bat Yosef. Sara Chaya Bat Yosef. And we'll begin. Pasuk Aleph. Divrei Amos Asher Haya Banokedim Mitikoa. The words of Amos. And Amos was one of the shepherds from Tekoa. Tekoa was a city that had a lot of great olive oil. Chazal say, the Radak quotes, that Chazal say that when a person begins with the words Divrei, he starts with his own words. Divrei Yirmiyahu, because first it's his own words. Divrei Kohelet, it's his own words. So to speak, his own words, their prophecy begins with Divrei because they're words of rebuke. These three, Yirmiyahu, Kohelet, and Amos. As we will see, this is a book that's all about rebuke, to the point where Amos is the famous prophet who said, Lo Navi Anochi V'lo Ben Navi. I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet. What he meant to say, as we will see, is I'm not a prophet by livelihood. I don't make my money off of these prophecies. I'm telling you what you need to hear. I'm not telling you what I think I'll make good money off of. But at any rate, the words of Amos, Asher chaza al Yisrael bimei Uziyah melech Yehuda uvimei Yarovam ben Yoash melech Yisrael shenatayim lifnei havash. That he saw, he had the vision over Israel in the days of Uziyah, the king of Yehuda, in the days of Yeravam ben Yoash, the king of Israel, 2 years before that great earthquake. The whole earth trembled when Uziyah walked into the Holy of Holies, and at that point the Navi Yeshayahu began his prophecy. So Amos, in contradistinction with Yoel, Amos is going to talk both to Yisrael and Yehuda. He is a prophet for both the northern 10 tribes and the southern tribes, Judea and the north. The king Uziyah walked into the Holy of Holies, and then he got tzaras, and then there was a massive earthquake in Israel, and right away that's when the Navi Yeshayah started prophesizing. So Amos preceded Yeshayah by 2 years. Vayomar Adonai mitzion yishag umirushalayim yitein kolo. So the Navi Amos said, and the word Vayomar has a shalsheles. It's a little bit unique. We have it only a few times in prophets. And he said, Hashem will give a roar from Zion, from the place where, which is Hashem's home, so to speak. Umirushalayim, and from Jerusalem, Hashem will give off His voice. And when Hashem calls out, Ve'avelu ne'ot haro'im ve'yavesh rosh ha'kalmel. So then the places of the shepherds will become desolate from God's roar, and the head of the Carmel, which means the best parts of Mount Carmel, will also dry out. So when Hashem lets out His roar, the castles will be desolate. When we speak about shepherds, so often shepherd is a borrowed term for a leader, for a king. So when the Navi says, Ve'avelu ne'ot haro'im, the homes of the shepherds will be destroyed. The idea is that the castles will be destroyed. The castles are where the kings live. They're the shepherds. The Avesh Rosh HaKarmel, and the best parts of the Carmel will dry out. And the Carmel is sometimes a reference to the Beit HaMikdash. The Carmel over here, the Targum learns, is they're strong fortified cities. Ko amar Adonai al shelosha pishei Damesek v'al arba'a lo ashivenu. So says Hashem, the Damascus has three serious sins: avodah zarah, givei arayos, shfichus damim. And Hashem says, for these three serious sins, is it fitting that I should turn my back? But al arba'ah, when they add the fourth, then certainly I wouldn't turn away from their sins. And this is going to be the form of the next series of psukim, running for tens of psukim now. The Navi Amos is going to speak about many nations, and he's going to say, over three sins, I shouldn't really turn my back on that. I should punish. But when they hit the fourth, I certainly have to punish them. So Amos is going to talk about quite a few nations, and each time he's going to begin like this. He's going to say, over three sins, I shouldn't really forgo, and now that they've hit the fourth, I definitely won't forgo. The question is whether three and four are literal. One of the understandings here is that three and four are not to be taken literally. It's when he says four, he means they did so many more than three sins, I certainly have to take them to task. Now, why does God say that over three I shouldn't, but I would turn my back? So one understanding is that the Pasuk says in Iyov, Hen kol eile yifolkel pamayim shaloshim gaver. God does so much with the human being. Two, three times with the human being, God has patience. So from there, Chazal derived, the first three sins a person does, Hashem says, okay, people make mistakes. After three times, Hashem says, that's it. So Hashem says, al shalosha pishei Damascus, over the three brazen sins of Damascus, I shouldn't really forgo. But now that they've hit four, I certainly lo ashivenu. I won't take it back. I will punish them. Al dusham b'charutzot habarzel et hagilad. What is the fourth sin that Hashem says? This is, so to speak, the straw that broke the camel's back. That is that they went to the people of Gilad. Gilad was a territory, Jewish territory on the eastern side of the Jordan. And they took the people of Gilad, and they took, they had this tool, a metal tool that had, it was very rough. They used to break the wheat kernels with this tool. It was like, it had like a big slab of metal, which they'd make it very, very rough, just like, you know, today also they have a tool like that when you want to flatten out wood. So they have a tool like that. I don't know what it's called. It's like sandpaper, but it's much, much coarser. It's, and the idea is that when you pass that over the kernels of grain, so it breaks open the kernels. So they used these tools that when they went to the people of Gilad, they did that over their skin. They so to speak, threshed the skin of the people of Gilad. They stripped them of their skin. They were very cruel when they attacked that part of Israel. So Hashem says, over that cruelty, al dusham, they're threshing the charutzot ha-barzel with these instruments, et ha-gilad, the people of Gilad, they skinned them alive. Hashem says, over that fourth sin, now I definitely won't forgo it. And so I will punish them. V'shilachti esh b'veit Chazael. And therefore I will send a fire in the house of Chazael. The enemy will come and destroy the castle of Chazael, the king of Aram. Damascus is the capital of Aram. And Hashem says, I will send a fire in the house of Chazael, in the castle of the king Chazael, the king of Aram. Ve'achila almenot bin Hadad. And the fire will consume these castles that the Aramean king Ben-Hadad built. The initial king who built these castles was Ben-Hadad. Ve'shavarti b'riach Damascus. V'ichati yoshev mibikat aven v'tomech shevet mibet eden. Hashem says, I will break the b'riach. B'riach is the center bolt. When you have when you build things, so sometimes you have a center beam which holds everything together. That's called the b'riach. So Hashem says, I will break the Bariach of Damascus. The enemy will come and he will make such destructions. It'll be as though he broke the bolts and he will be able to enter the city of Damascus. V'chati yoshev mibikat aven. I will destroy any settlers from the territory of Aram that's called Bikat Aven. V'tomech shevet mibet Eden. And there won't be any farmers. Tomech Shevet is a person who holds a staff, meaning there won't be any leaders. I'll destroy the leaders. Tomech Shevet, those that hold the staff, those that lead the people, I will destroy from Bet Eden, which was the place where they lived. Vigalu am Aram kira amar Adonai. And the nation of Aram will go into exile to a territory called Kir. So Hashem says, the people of Aram, they had three serious sins. Some commentaries say it's a reference to Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, and Shvichus Damim. They did idol worship. They were murderous. And they had adultery. And Hashem says, for three sins I was willing to forego. I had patience. And now that they have this fourth sin, that they skinned the people of Israel alive, over that I will finally destroy the people of Aram. And now the Navi continues, Pasuk Vav. Ko amar Adonai al shelosha pishei azah v'al arba'a lo ashivenu. He turns to the people of Aza, and Hashem says, "For three sins, I would have forgotten, but now that they've hit the fourth sin, now I'm not willing to forgo." Now, who are the people of Aza? So the simple understanding is these are talking about Philistines. So that seems to indicate that even at the end of the period of the first temple, there were Philistines. Some of the commentaries here say that this is a reference to the Roman Empire. And the word Aza somehow is a code word for the Roman Empire. When the Roman Empire destroyed us at the end of the Second Temple, so some of the Jews went through Philistine territory, and the Philistines grabbed the Jews and gave them over into the Roman Empire's hands. I'm sorry, I got that backwards. When the Second Temple was destroyed, so the Navi over here is looking forward a few centuries and saying the sins of Aza are, as will be described at the end of the Pasuk, Al Hagelotam Galut Shelomal Asgiledom, because they ensured that when the Jews were exiled by the Romans at the end of the Second Temple, no one would escape. Some of the Jews tried to escape and would have escaped. And the Philistines in Aza, they ensured that no one got away. It's like during the Holocaust, there were a lot of nations that were more than willing to help catch any Jews that tried to escape the Nazis. So Hashem says, the people of Aza had their pack of sins before this. But when they join in the destruction of the people of Israel, that I'm not going to be willing to forgo. V'shilachti yesh b'chomat Aza. I will send a fire in the walls, the fortification of Aza, and it will destroy their castle. I will destroy any settlers from Ashdod, which was also a Philistine city, and I will remove any leaders from Ashkelon, which was another Philistine city. And I will bring back my hand to hit again the city of Ekron. Ekron was another city of theirs. And just like they destroyed even the remnants of Israel, those that might have escaped, the few fugitives who could have escaped the Roman Empire, so too Hashem says, I will destroy even the remnants of the Philistines. כה אמר אדוני על שלושה פשעי צור ועל ארבעה לא אשיבנו. So says Hashem about three sins of Tzor I could have handled, I could have forgone, but now that they have this fourth sin, I'm not willing to forgo. You see the style? That's what we said. We're going to have many psukim like this. So Hashem says for three sins we could have made do. Now that they've hit the fourth, I'm not going to let them go. Al haskiram galut shneima le'edom velo zachiru berit achim, because they too caught Jews who were running away when the Romans came to destroy, just like the Philistines. And the people of Tzor, they conveniently forgot the treaty of brothers that existed between Israel and Tzor. That when Shlomo was king, Shlomo sent word to Hiram, the king of Tzor, and he calls him Achi, my brother, and they make this whole pact. So suddenly when we have a time of need, they didn't remember that. Suddenly then we're not their brothers, only when it's financially advantageous to them. V'shilachti yesh b'chomat Tzor. So Hashem says, I will send a fire in the walls of Tzor. V'achela aminoteha. It will consume their castles. Koh amar Adonai al shelosha pishei Edom v'al arba'a lo ashivenu. So says Hashem, over three sins of Edom I could have forgone, but now that they have this fourth sin, I can't. Al rodfo v'cherev achiv v'shicheid rachamav, because he chased his brother with a sword. He could have had mercy. He should have had mercy. It was his brother, the people of Israel. And no, he refused. He removed all mercy from his heart. Vayitrof la'ad apo ve'evrato shemara netzach. And he continued. He went after Israel to destroy them whenever he could. And his anger, his enmity, he maintained for eternity. And we said this is the midah of Esav. One of the midot of Esav is that ever since he got upset at Yaakov, he's not willing to let go. He maintains the enmity forever. Ve'evrato shemara netzach. Hashem says, notice, we went nation after nation, and Hashem said, for their other sins I would have been willing to forgo, but the fact that they destroyed my children over that, I'm not going to forgo. V'shilachti yesh be'teiman. Hashem says, I will send a fire in the land of Teiman, which is a reference to Edom. And here it's a little difficult to read the commentaries because the censors took out everything that said here about Edom. Rashi and the other commentaries often understood that Edom is a reference to Christianity, and a lot of what they wrote was edited by the Christian church. Their censors wouldn't let it be printed. So here, when you read this, you got to try and get old manuscripts. We don't have that here. Bar Ilan is in the process of putting out a Tanakh HaKeter, where they took ancient manuscripts from Rashi and other commentaries, and they put them back in. And suddenly you read Rashi on Chumash, and you'll see even in Bereishis, you have whole sections that they removed. You read Rashi on Tehillim, and suddenly you see there are whole sections where Rashi dealt with Christian claims on what does it mean, Hashem amar elai, ani elitikha. Hashem says to me, King David says, I gave birth to you. So the Christians use that pasuk as a claim. Rashi on the spot deals with it. There are many, many places in Tehillim, in Yeshaya, where Rashi dealt with Christian claims, and they just removed it very conveniently. It doesn't exist in our editions of Tanakh. In Rashi's commentary is on Tanakh. So here too, where the prophecy has turned to discuss Edom, which is really, according to Rashi and other commentaries, that's represented by the Christians, and we learned in the Drashot HaRamban a few months ago why that's so. So we have to try and find manuscripts, but for now we'll do the best we can. So Hashem says, I'll send a fire in Edom, ve'achela alminot batzra. And it will consume the castles of Batzra, which was a big city in Edomite territory. Ko amar Adonai al shelosha pishei v'nei amon v'al arba'a lo ashivenu. Hashem says, over three sins of Ammon I could forgo, but now that it's the fourth, I can't. Al bika marot ha-gilad l'man harchiv et gevulam. When Gilad, when the territory on the eastern side of the Jordan was conquered, and that was the first to fall. That's why the Navi Amos, who is prophesizing before the destruction of the temple, can describe Gilad's destruction. because Gilad was the first to fall. Meaning the Navi describes that the exile of the Jewish people happened in stages. First, the eastern side of the Jordan was exiled. Then the top northern tribes, Naphtali, and the northern tribes were exiled. And only later was there the final exile of the northern 10 tribes. There were three stages, the Navi says. So here, the Navi describes how Ammon, they were our neighbors, they were the neighbors of Gilad. They wanted to ensure that they would get the territory of Gilad. So they went and they took any pregnant woman they could find and they cut open her stomach to ensure she would die and the baby wouldn't live, to ensure there was no heir to Gilad, because they wanted to take the territory of Gilad and ensure that no child would come back and fight to conquer it. So the Navi says, over this sin I'm not willing to forgo. This sin I hold against them, and this sin will be the cause of their destruction. Al bik'am harota Gilad, over their breaching, their breaking the stomachs of the pregnant women of Gilad, leman achivet gevulam, for the sake of expanding their border. Ve'itzati yesh bechomat rabah ve'achela almenoteha. So I will light a fire in the walls of Rabah, and it will destroy their castles. Bitruah biyom milchama besal biyom sufa. The enemy will blow their trumpets in that day of war, and there'll be a whirlwind of the enemy approaching. There'll be like a tornado in that day of war as they come to destroy. And the king of the Ammonites will go in exile. Hu v'sachav yachdav amar Adonai. He and his officers, they'll all be exiled that day. So says Hashem. Ko amar Adonai al shloshah pishei Moav v'al arba'ah lo hashivenu. Hashem continues and says, so says Hashem, over three sins of Moab I would forgo, but the fourth I won't. Al sofo atzmot melech Edom lasid, over his burning the bones of the king of Edom into seed. The Navi describes that the king of Moab, when he was attacked by us, and we combined our forces with the Edomite forces, and we attacked him. So he got hold of the son of the Edomite king, took him on top of the wall, and slaughtered him before all the soldiers. So we were attacking him, the Edomites were attacking him. He took the Edomite king's son. He was able to get a hold of him. The commentaries discuss how he did that. And he held him at the top of the wall and slaughtered him. And when that happened, God was very upset at us. One understanding is that the Edomite king held it against us. He said, you guys didn't protect my son enough. When we went to war, you guys didn't do your end of the deal. And he held we could have saved the son. And it seems that God agreed with him, because the war stopped at that point. Meaning we could have finished Moab. If it would have been up to the normal way of things, we would have won the war. And then at that point, we had to stop the war. The Edomite king pulled back. This is recorded in the book of Melachim. So the Navi says, over one thing, I'm not going to forgo the Moabite territory. And that is that they burnt the bones of the king of Edom. Over here it means the son of the king of Edom, till they got white like seed. So Moab caused us to have Hashem upset at us from above. Hashem says, I'll pay them back for that. V'shilachti yesh b'moav v'achela almenota kiriya. I will send a fire against Moab. It will destroy the castles of the Kriya. That's one of the fortified cities. Umet b'sha'on Moab b'truah b'kol shofar. And Moab will die, the Navi says, with a great ruckus. There'll be a great upheaval in the city, and there'll be blasts of the horns of enemies coming and attacking to destroy Moab. V'ichrati shofeit mikirbah, I'll destroy any judge from within Moab. There won't be any leaders. V'chol sareha erogimo amar Adonai, and all the leaders, all the politicians, all the officers, they'll die together with the judge, Hashem says. And we'll pick up here, Be'ez Hashem, next week, where the Navi finally turns to Yehuda and uses the same code. After he describes all the other nations' destruction, then he turns to us and says, okay, now what's about you? You guys aren't, you guys also have, you didn't leave it up to three, you guys also did four sins. Because he